The World This Week. Business.
Salesforce agreed to buy Slack for $27.7 billion, combining its range of business software with a chat platform tailored to companies. United, they will increase competition for Microsoft, which has pulled ahead of many rivals in this year of working from home, when firms have relied on cloud services more than ever. Microsoft's Teams platform has also been a formidable challenger to Slack. Shares in Slack have performed poorly compared with other providers of remote tech. Zoom, one of the chief beneficiaries from the turn to remote working, reported that revenue soared by 367% in its latest quarter year-on-year to $777 million. But its share price took another knock as the news of vaccines and the prospect of a return to office normality raised more questions about its future. There was more consolidation in the data provision industry as S&P Global, best known for compiling credit ratings, struck a deal to acquire IHS Markit, an American-British information provider. At $44 billion, it's the largest takeover in America this year. Airbnb said it would price its forthcoming IPO at between $44 and $50 a share, which would value it at up to $35 billion. That is double a private estimate from earlier this year when the home rental firm was hit by lockdowns. It has since bounced back as people seek remote dwellings either to work in or to get away from it all. The pandemic has accelerated the ability to live anywhere, Airbnb recently said. The organization that runs Libra, a cryptocurrency that has been proposed and backed by Facebook, renamed the project Diem. Following criticism from regulators around the world, the payment system has much less scope than its creators had hoped, but according to reports, the first Diem dollar, backed by the American dollar, could be launched next month.